Ed Cox is chairman of the New York State Republican Party.
We're not quite in the 2014 campaign season yet, but they are people who I believe have that kind of capacity that they could certainly be a better governor than the present governor. And we talk with them about it, and they certainly are giving us permission to talk about them for that position.
One is Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino.
Nobody would say that. My name has been floated by him and others. I have not approached them and said, please float it. It's flattering, but I have a race and my hands full in November, you know, with a lot of issues. I'm dealing with a complex issue and a very important issue, like battling the federal government on the protecting the county, the budget issues and taxes, which we've been tackling. So there's a whole lot going on right now in my life, and I'm just focused on November.
He refers to running for county executive. And the federal agency he says he is battling is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development over aspects of an affordable housing agreement. As to whether he is ruling out a run for governor, Astorino replies,
I would never say a year or 10 years down the road that I will or won't do anything, but right now, everything is on November.
Astorino is one of three county executives on the list. Another is Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a former state assemblyman. Again, here's Cox.
You know, I was very impressed. I went to his State of the County address, and I knew he was good. I'd been at his inauguration. I knew his record in the legislature. Although he's just in his first term, I was very impressed. And we talked to him about him being a potential gubernatorial candidate, and he agreed that we could have his name out there and talk about him.
Calls to Molinaro's office were not returned in time for this broadcast. Chautauqua County Executive Gregory Edwards is also mentioned.
I took it as a significant compliment to have somebody of Chairman Ed Cox's stature look at my work here in New York State, particularly Chautauqua County and Western New York region. And then I'm sure part of that in my successful run for lieutenant governor, where I was successful in winning the Republican and conservative endorsement for governor last cycle. And look at all of that and feel that I was a candidate with the skills necessary to run and then serve as governor. So that's a tremendous compliment.
Edwards was on the 2010 ballot with gubernatorial nominee Carl Paladino, who lost to Andrew Cuomo. And here's Edwards on whether he will consider a run.
If in the future a time is appropriate for me to consider a role in Albany, I'd certainly consider it.
Ed Cox says turning to county executives as potential candidates is a logical choice.
County executives deal with all the problems that a governor has to deal with. For example, Rob Astorino, county executive of Westchester County, 2-1 Democratic county, he won in 2009. He won because he is a really firm fiscal conservative. He's proved that by the budgets that he's done, particularly the budgets where he had a super minority in the legislature that would uphold his vetoes, where the legislature couldn't run over him as they did in his first year.
Rounding out the list is Westchester resident Harry Wilson, who ran for state comptroller in 2010. Cox says in addition to those mentioned, there is interest in and from a businessman who could self-fund his campaign, but who at the moment Cox is not prepared to name. And he points out that garnering a list of potential candidates is at the beginning stages. In fact, one of the five initially mentioned has removed his name from potential contenders. Congressman Chris Gibson, who represents the 19th Congressional District, told the Albany Times-Union he would not be a candidate for governor. Calls to officials at the state's Democratic Committee were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.